Queensland facing major reconstruction. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The Australian state of Queensland is facing an uphill struggle to recover from its recent flood. It could take years before things are back to normal. Large areas of the state are still underwater. Thousands of homes have been flooded, and many people are now without a roof over their heads. Many more homes are without power, and people are relying on food and water handouts. State Premier Anna Bligh told reporters the flood is the worst natural disaster in Queensland's history, and that reconstruction would be of post-war proportions. She said, "Queensland is reeling this morning from the worst natural disaster in our history, and possibly in the history of our nation. We've seen three-quarters of our state having experienced the devastation of raging floodwaters." One good piece of news to emerge from the flood is that the floodwaters weren't as high as feared. The water peaked at 4.46 metres, below the 5.4 metres of the 1974 floods. Nevertheless, around 30 Brisbane suburbs now look like giant lagoons. There is a huge amount of debris in the water, ranging from the entire walkway that lined Brisbane's business district waterfront to a floating restaurant smashed to pieces after crashing into a bridge. So far, the reported death toll is 15, but dozens more people are missing. Brisbane's mayor, Campbell Newman, warned residents it would take a long time to return to normal. He said, "The cleanup effort ultimately will take many, many months. The reconstruction effort on people's homes is going to take much longer."